You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire. The cost of living crisis compounded with a rise in grocery prices has led to the installation of a new grocery commissioner. The pricing of New Zealand produced food has been put into the spotlight as there have been reports of New Zealand products being sold for less money overseas. I spoke to Emeritus Professor of Nutrition at AUT, Elaine Rush, about New Zealand's import and export of food.
Well, it's frequently reported, and people say, that we're producing enough food in New Zealand to feed 40 million people. So I questioned that and wanted to see what it was we were actually producing. Now, I find it very hard to work out how much we were using within New Zealand and what foods we're eating here. But from Statistics New Zealand, I found detailed data about what's exported in the way of food and what is imported. So I analysed that and found that we're mainly exporting protein and fat in the form of meat, fish and butter is the fat, and of course butter is not a core food. And what we're importing is mainly refined carbohydrate in the form of sugar, rice and flour. And when I looked at it, it certainly was a question. We exported enough to feed 20 million people a year, and we imported enough energy to feed 10 million people a year. And I still can't figure out where the figure of 40 million comes, because that means if that was true, we'd have to have about enough to feed 20 million people in New Zealand, and surely we don't waste that much food. So I question how well we're feeding our people in New Zealand and why we are focusing so much on fat and protein production.
Do we have the capacity to produce the food that we are importing? Do we have the capacity to produce that locally, or do we have to import those products?
Certainly, we do have capacity to produce good carbohydrate foods. It doesn't have to be flour or rice. You know, if we were cut off from the rest of the world, we wouldn't be able to get any rice into New Zealand, but there's other sources of good carbohydrate. We have the capacity, but we haven't got a food plan or a food system that actually thinks about feeding New Zealand people first, according to our Ministry of Health guidelines. In fact, the food that we're importing is mainly discretionary food that we don't really need. It fuels poor nourishment, which is obesity, poor growth, inability to develop the potential of our people.
In your opinion, what would some recommendations that you'd give if we were to start a food guideline and food plan for our country in terms of what we produce? What are some things that you'd like to see implemented to help better nourish New Zealand's population?
Well, first of all, I think we need a Ministry of Food. They do have one in Britain, and they've got a food plan as well. But we also need to follow the evidence-based food guidelines about what we should be eating, in particular supplies of things like vegetables, which we easily could produce enough, but we're very vulnerable to climate crisis, etc., and need to think about the future. For instance, we hardly produce any legumes. That's peas and beans, chickpeas, those types of things. They can be dried and stored, an excellent source of nutrition when times are lean.
I kind of wanted to touch on that a little bit, because you talked about us not having a plan, and a lot of the discourse that goes on when we're talking about food is about our exporting. So I wanted to ask if there's a fundamental problem with how we view food production in New Zealand, and is it a problem with how we view it as only a thing to export to make money from? Is that the fundamental issue with it?
I think that's right. The problem is we looking upon it as a business rather than investing in our own people. And the fact with the business and trade agreements, we're in these free trade agreements, which means that we actually do sell our best overseas to get good money, but that doesn't trickle down. There hasn't been a trickle-down effect. Food insecurity in this country is rising for many reasons, including lack of income. But if the food's not there, if the New Zealand pantry does not have all the foods in it that we need, the country is not food secure, and neither can the people be. And the problem is it's very inequitable. So the gap between those who have the ability to make food choices and those that don't is widening. And it's a blight on our future children because they are affected. Their growth and development is affected by not being well nourished.
Are there any particular policy areas that you think political parties should be focusing in order to help New Zealanders become more food secure?
I think there should be a principle of feeding New Zealand people first before we export. It's like first aid. You turn the power off at the wall before you go and help somebody who's been electrocuted so you don't burn up in the process. And we're in a very vulnerable world at the moment. We need strong policies that will protect us as people so that then we can contribute to the rest of the world.
Mm. And has there been any examples of policy that you've seen in the lead-up to this election that you've thought was positive and going in the right direction from any of the parties?
Well, the top party has been looking at the importance of the young childhood and feeding children then, because by the time the lunches and schools kick in, a lot of the damage can have been done if there isn't enough food in the home. So we need policies that both look after pregnant women, feed them well because they're nourishing their child right from when the egg meets the sperm and right through so that they're given the best start. Farmers look after their animals that they want to breed and grow new animals from really well. They feed them well, but we don't do the same. We seem to think human beings can adapt, but we can't, and especially when the child is growing rapidly. If the right nutrients aren't there, then that growth will not occur optimally.
What is, in your opinion, the best case scenario for the future of food security in New Zealand? What would you like to see in your vision?
Overall, I would like to see everyone contributing to food security in New Zealand. It's not just a matter of policies, but it's a matter of looking after ourselves and having the stores and the plans of what should happen if there was another disaster. Look what happened during COVID and then with Cyclone Gabrielle. Food becomes a real issue, and particularly vulnerable people, pregnant women and young children, can be affected most.
That was Elaine Rush, Emeritus Professor of Nutrition at AUT University, talking about New Zealand's export and import of food.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.